Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where do I begin to tell the story of a love that could have grown?
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. That's the theme, the love story. Hey, Democrats, you having a love affair with Whispering Joe? Oh, my goodness. Where do you start? Where do you begin when there's so much going on? And for the record, conservatives listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, it's great news. Give me a ring, 844-551-8255, if you want to chat a little bit. Let's start with Saturday Night Live, finally mocking Joe Biden. And let me tell you, I don't think they're doing it. I don't think it's just ratings. I think they're finally at a point where they're saying, look, there's nothing more we can do to avoid this. We have to start mocking the guy. But here's what I want you to think about as you listen to this. Think about the way they're mocking Joe Biden.
This week, as the war in Ukraine intensified, access to Facebook and Instagram in the country was shut off, leaving only one source of information, TikTok. So on Thursday, the White House responded by holding a national security briefing with some of the nation's top TikTok creators. We take you now inside that historic meeting.
For coming and answering your nation's call in a time of need.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hey, no problem.
I'm 12.
Campuses are super flexible.
Yeah, and we love White House.
Jason Derulo.
I also want to thank my press secretary, Jen Psaki, for having the vision to set this up.
I suggested it as a joke, and then it actually happened.
People are saying this is the first war fought on TikTok, which is tough for me because I'm the landline of presidents. That's why I need you, okay? I understand Putin. I understand war. But there's one thing I don't understand. Computer.
He means technology, but he says computer.
Computer very mean to me. My computer always asks to run an update right when I turn computer on. Whenever I type in malarkey.
Has the love affair with Joe Biden and youth and the left run its course? Of course it has. It ran its course before the election, before the big cheat. This guy hasn't changed. Joe Biden has been 100% Joe Biden since he started 13 months ago. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson again. Why is Saturday Night Live mocking Biden all of a sudden? Oh, and by the way, did you notice they got the shots in? Access to Facebook and Instagram was shut off. So I don't know whether that was true. I think it was true, shut off in certain areas, but the White House went to TikTok, owned by China, to hold a press conference. This is a true story. This is why Saturday Night Live decided, you know what, we need to mock these guys. Let me tell you, folks listening to my show right now, it's going to get worse for them and great for you. All you got to do is hang in there for a few minutes and be entertained and informed. Because what I'm going to show you today is leftists are disturbed. They are finally saying to themselves, wait a minute, this is not the world we bet on. This isn't what we... They didn't vote, by the way. Don't think that they put Biden in office, but they're saying no matter who pulled the strings, we're mad. We have a president who's out of touch. They're mocking TikTok. They're mocking social media. And then what's worse is they show Biden for who he is. They show Biden as a moron. Don't believe me. Look at the clip. Look, I don't watch that show. I will not watch that show. But that clip is priceless to me because it validates what I already know in myself. The left have never wanted Biden. And now they're finally getting brave enough to come outside of their cocoon and go, a cocoon of ignorance, by the way, and say, hey, look, we need to just say what's really out there. He's shown as a moron. He's shown as old. yeah, I want to thank everybody for coming. And then you notice Psaki's mocking him. I said it as a joke, and I didn't think he'd do it. They're mocking his policies. In that clip, you're getting the full frontal, as Joe Biden would say, get a shotgun. You're getting full frontal Joe Biden, how the people behind him must think about him, how his policies are so out of touch, so antiquated. The dude, is, as I said before, he's an anachronism. He's stuck in the 1950s and 60s, and now they're having to come to the truth about it. He's out of touch. This thing, computer bad. All that is just, again, showing you that they're finally recognizing this guy's not up for it. Now, Trump held a rally in South Carolina, but it doesn't matter where. He held a rally, and Donald Trump said it's been the worst 13 months in America's history. We'll play it in the second segment because it's a little too long. But what I want to, the bigger point to me is this. And for the record, I'm not telling you that you can rest on your laurels. I'm not telling you that this psychosis that the media and this whole machine has put into the American, you know, mainstream is going to last. You know, it's not going to continue to infiltrate. So don't think I'm telling you rest on your laurels, and don't think I'm telling you that there's been some market shift. There hasn't been. The only thing that's happened is you've stayed the course. And Joe Biden has been Joe Biden. Joe Biden has been consistent. So is leftism. Leftism is consistently wrong, consistently bad. What expectation do they have? Do these people honestly believe things will improve? Look, I don't mean to jump all into Joe Biden's strategy, but you can't say, oh, I'm going to make the world not dependent upon Russian oil. Then you run to Venezuela, who, by the way, is a partner to Russia. You can't run to Iran, who, by the way, is a partner to Russia and China. And I could go on. The strategy flatly doesn't work. Look, get into a fifth grade class and say, okay, figure this out. And they're going to come back and go, this is stupid. This will never work. So it's one thing to be out of touch because as Trump alludes, he's not mentally or physically there. But you got people around you who put you into office who seem to be letting Joe just run out and play in the freeway. Would somebody put a Depends on him and tuck him back into bed? And I don't care. Let Dr. Jill run it for a while. But at least somebody that has a brain that's usable. This can't be policies that Joe Biden, even in a demented brain, would want to implement. And I'm just getting started. Wait till you find out who else is mocking Joe Biden.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden's under fire, folks, and he's been under fire for the entire 13 months. But here's the thing. Nobody's telling you. Nobody's letting you know Joe Biden's under fire. I have. I've told you the left, probably beginning month two, started their disinformation campaign with Biden. They started going back, saying, you know, they had him at the tip. You have to go back and listen to the record to my show. But I told you, I said, Biden's on the outs. They don't know how to do it, but he's on the outs. You're going to start hearing more about Hunter, etc. Hasn't happened yet. And quite frankly, I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. I think they have to figure out how to destroy Biden, how to get rid of him without making it look like he's incompetent and they've made the wrong decision in the big cheat. And then here's the other problem they have. They have no bench. Who are you going to put in? You're going to put in Kamala Harris? No. You're going to put in Pete Buttigieg? No. Who are you going to replace him with? Everybody's hated over there. All their policies stink. So they have a big dilemma, the left. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. When Saturday Night Live starts to mock you, you know you're in trouble. And they've done it before. And there's been this ebb and flow. But what happens is the left are so invested. They're trying to figure out how do we get our money out and how do we maintain our power. Look, this is the easiest way for you to understand their strategy. Ask yourself this. How do they maintain, keep money? When they start something that's got a money flow, they don't want to stop that. You're trying to interfere with it. But they understand if we don't do it, if we don't stop Biden at some point, the money flow may never come back, not the way that it is right now. So they're trying to figure out how do we either make the biggest mad dash for cash we've ever had, like, you know, in the Hollywood movies, I got to do that one last deal. This could be their one last deal. Wu flu and the war and all this other stuff. But how do they make that one last dash and still maintain power? So it's either about people or power. Either your policies work and the people are behind you, which they're not for Biden, or you amass so much wealth that you can influence it. This is what the Zuckerbergs of the world, the Jeff Bezoses of the world, they've amassed so much money that the money becomes the power. That's where the Democrats are. They're having to abandon the, see, I will tell you, they've never had a massive number of people, but they, in terms of more than us, but they've had enough people, like a MoveOn.org, millions to go around and threaten. They don't have that anymore. Now it's all about the money. They got to amass wealth. So here's what I'm telling you. Look for the money grab. If they can get the money, they'll throw Biden under the bus. They will. They've conceded. We cannot win the people, not with Biden, but we can get the money. Anyway, the mocking didn't stop there. Psaki was asked, why won't the Saudis take a phone call from Biden? Here it is.
The journal is reporting that Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman declined a request to speak with President Biden recently. Early in his term, the White House said the president would conduct diplomacy with the Saudis through the king rather than through MBS. Why has that policy changed?
That report is inaccurate, so let me start there. The president did speak with the Saudi king just a few weeks ago, several weeks ago. It's all running together at this point in time. There were no rebuff calls, period. But when he spoke with King Salman on February 9th, they talked about, and the readout made this clear, a range of issues and global issues that we can continue to work together on, including deterring Iranian-enabled attacks against civilian targets in Saudi Arabia, supporting UN-backed efforts to end the war in Yemen, ensuring the stability of global energy supplies. And the president's focus is really on our relationship moving forward, where we can work together, how we can work together on economic and national security here at home. And he looks forward to that continuing.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com. Be sure to get signed up, get your free t-shirt. Stay in contact with us because we're not on social media. They kicked me off. Now, we're back on Twitter through my organization, not me personally. I want to be clear, quit Twitter. Yeah, it's my organization. I got to give out the Twitter handle here somewhere. I think it's at KJ Network Now if you want to connect. But you can find me there. Anyway, they kicked me off, so make sure you guys get in contact with us. Let's go back to what Psaki said. She denies it. She says that she's asked, why is the policy changed? It was supposed to be going through the crown prince. He now runs things in Saudi Arabia, not the king. But Psaki says, no, he spoke with the king. Well, she's being asked, why is he speaking with the king? Because the king isn't running things over there anymore. It is the crown prince. And she says that report is inaccurate. There have been no rebuff calls, period. Now, I'm going to stay on this for just a second because as we dissect what she said, I want you to apply this to everything else that she tells you. They told us, oh, no, no, it's Russian misinformation that we have a biolab in Ukraine, right? It's misinformation as to Putin's motivation for going into Ukraine at all. They tell us that it's Putin's fault for oil prices being high, going up. It's Putin's fault for the food prices going up. It's Putin's fault for inflation. They blame everything for Putin. And, of course, what was his name? Peter Ducey asked, are you going to blame everything for Putin because all this stuff is going up? What about all the other things that Psaki said? January 6th, as you listen to what Psaki does, as she's covering her butt. No. That's a lie that we've been rebuffed. That's not the case at all. Joe Biden is respected. No one would dare not take the President of the United States call. We didn't go to the son. He's not the big deal. We went to the father. And this reporter is saying, we know the deal. The Saudi dad is no longer running the country. He turned this over to the prince. Do you remember that prince coming over, sitting in the Oval Office with Donald Trump and being deferential? I remember that video like it was like I shot it myself. This guy is there. He is so enthralled with President Trump. He's like a little kid in the candy store. He's coming over to say, to tell President Trump, we're giving you this, we're going to buy our weapons from you. They cut the largest arms deal in history. And we're in a spirit of cooperation. And this guy sat his butt in the White House looking like a little dude going, man, this is amazing. I'm actually sitting here with the president. Most people look at the Saudis and remember Barack Obama bowing and kissing King Suleiman's hand? You know, looking like a chump. Donald Trump looked like a boss. If you don't believe me, go look at the video. So Psaki wants you to believe, no, we just went around the crown prince. We, whatever. Let me tell you, the fact is, the crown prince said, I'm not talking to that old fool. In fact, worse, he ends up talking to Russia and Ukraine to understand things. He dismissed that old clown. And Psaki and the leftists don't want you to know it. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
And another United States journalist has been caught in the line of fire as a Fox News camera person was killed and a correspondent was injured in Ukraine shortly after the death of a freelance journalist who was also covering the Russian invasion. Fox News's Pierre Zadorowski was killed while working alongside Fox News State Department correspondent Benjamin Hall when incoming fire hit their vehicle outside of Kyiv and it exploded. Zadorowski had covered stories in Iraq, Afghanistan, and Syria for Fox News.
News. A suspect has been arrested after accidentally shooting and killing a pregnant 17-year-old inside of a moving car in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. WABF Television reports that Chad Blackard was booked in connection to the fatal shooting of 17-year-old Carrington Smith. Blackard faces several charges, including negligent homicide, third-degree feticide, and illegal use of a weapon. This is USA Radio News. Philadelphia police say they arrested Gary Cabana, the suspect in a stabbing inside New York City's Museum of Modern Art, after he was found sleeping at a Greyhound bus station. Surveillance videos released by police show the suspect, who stabbed two employees, leaping over a counter near the entrance with a knife in hand and proceeding to attack the workers. New York Police Department identified Cabana as the suspect, saying he allegedly committed the double stabbing just one day after his membership to the museum was revoked. A jury awarded more than $100 million to some of the victims of a tower crane collapse that killed four people in Seattle in 2019. Workers were disassembling the 300-foot crane in strong wind gusts when it fell from the roof of the Google building under construction in the South Lake Union neighborhood. Two iron workers fell to their death. The crane crushed cars below, killing Sarah Patnip Wong, a 19-year-old Seattle Pacific University student, and Alan Justad, a 71-year-old former city worker. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I warned you, things are bad for Biden and they're about to get worse. I started this whole hour, this show today, talking about SNL mocking Joe Biden. I've talked about this in the past, and I've said this is the kink in the armor of the Biden administration, and it's coming to fruition. And look, they've been wanting to dump this guy for a year, but how do you do it? How do you do it and save face? How do you do it and keep your money and your power and hopefully the people? Well, you've lost the people. They're clear on that. Donald Trump got 16 million more votes than he did before, so they cheated Biden in. They stack the deck. They act like the dude is popular. I dare the Democrats. I've said this a million times. I dare the Democrats hold a rally and let Biden be the guy who's going to be over the rally and see how many people show up. They can't even hold a press conference to keep this clown with enough people to say grace over. And it's only getting worse. I predicted this. I said, it doesn't matter what Joe Biden does. It doesn't matter how much hope and a prayer that the Democrats have, because they're godless creatures. There is nothing they can do to stop the train derailment that's already occurred. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We have Psaki lying to the American public about Joe Biden being able to get a call with the Saudi prince who runs Saudi Arabia at this point. He has been put in charge by his father to run Saudi Arabia. And you know why the Saudi prince won't take Joe Biden's calls? Because he says this guy is reckless. He doesn't know how to look at the world and the global implications of what he does. And he's created a train wreck for him and he's not taking his call. But here's Psaki denying it.
The journal is reporting that Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman declined a request to speak with President Biden recently. Early in his term, the White House said the president would conduct diplomacy with the Saudis through the king rather than through MBS. Why has that policy changed?
That report is inaccurate, so let me start there. The president did speak with the Saudi king just a few weeks ago, several weeks ago. It's all running together at this point in time. There were no rebuff calls, period. But when he spoke with King Salman on February 9th, they talked about, and the readout made this clear, a range of issues and global issues that we can continue to work together on, including deterring Iranian-enabled attacks against civilian targets in Saudi Arabia, supporting UN-backed efforts to end the war in Yemen, ensuring the stability of global energy supplies. And the president's focus is really on our relationship moving forward, where we can work together, how we can work together on economic and national security here at home, and he looks forward to that continuing.
Well, file this under misinformation, folks, because let me tell you something, that is a lie. Here is one of many reports. This one comes out of WION, and here's what they say about that very question of, is the Crown Prince going to speak with Joe Biden?
Leaders of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have refused to talk to U.S. President Joe Biden over the phone in recent weeks. This comes as the U.S. tries to contain a surge in oil prices amid the Russian invasion. This is according to a Wall Street Journal report. Saudi and Emirati leaders are becoming more and more unavailable to President Biden. Their officials are growing more critical of U.S. policy in the Gulf. Biden has been trying to reach out to the two leaders, as the Gulf nations have the capacity to pump out more oil, which can then ease global supply fears. On February 9, Biden spoke with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's father, King Salman. They highlighted the partnership that the two countries share. Interestingly, both Saudi and Emirati leaders spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin on call last week. They also had a phone conversation with the Ukrainian President Zelensky. For the first time in years, the U.S. has opened diplomatic channels with Venezuela, which is a Russian ally. A U.S. delegation met with Venezuelan government officials in Caracas to hold discussions on energy supplies in particular. This comes as Washington continues to look for more ways to reduce its import of Russian oil without harming U.S. consumers while maintaining a global supply.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So what I want you to understand as you digest what you just heard, Jen Psaki says, no, definitively, this is not the case. Your report is wrong. They are taking our calls. And you know what this reporter and many others have let us know? The truth. The truth. Joe Biden's an idiot. The world recognizes it. And that is why the head of Saudi Arabia and the UAE have been, quote, unavailable to Biden. Critical of U.S. policy. I wonder why. See, U.S. policy impacts global policy. And when people, you get between them and their money and them and what's happening around in terms of, I don't know if you know this, but there's been riots in Saudi Arabia, massive protests because they can't get enough gasoline. They can't make enough oil and have gasoline. So the people in Saudi Arabia are rioting. They're rioting over what Joe Biden is doing here. Somebody from thousands of miles away are impacting what can happen to these folks. And they're upset about it. But what's worse is the latter part of the report. So the UAE and the Saudis spoke with Putin and also spoke with Zelensky. And then what is Biden's response? You know what? I think what we should do is let's meet with a Russian ally, Venezuela, and let's see if they're willing to help us. Guys, what do you want me to tell you? This is the most helter-skelter, idiotic, nonsense policy I've ever seen. And finally, the Democrats are catching up and they're mocking it. So here's what I want to play this clip, because this is Trevor Noah, no talent comedy hack, who finally says, you know what? I better jump in on this. And you probably have heard it by now, but I want to put it into context. But here's Trevor Noah, finally. I don't know if anybody else has said anything, but outside of SNL, I have never seen any of these so-called comedians respond back to anything Biden's done until now. And because this is I don't play this guy. I think he's a no-talent knucklehead. He was ungrateful to be an American. But here's what he says about Joe Biden.
I'm denying that Saudi Arabia isn't playing ball with Joe Biden. And you know what? You can say what you want, but this would have never happened to Donald Trump. Never. No one was ever ignoring Donald Trump's calls. Yeah, because if you ignored Donald Trump's calls, you didn't know how he would respond. Maybe he'd send an angry tweet, or maybe he'd just like ban your country from everything. You don't know. That's why I bet in these situations, Biden actually wishes that he could hire Trump to step in as president wildcard. You know, just keep everyone on their toes. Because if Trump was calling, you best believe the UAE, they'll be racing to pick up the phone. Oh, Mr. Trump! Mr. Trump, we're here! We're here! Hello?
Too late, Ahmed! You made me wait 2 rings. We're bombing the UAE and the UFC, just in case.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Trevor Noah trying his bit at comedy. But what he said in there? What you have to do when you read between the lines is he's saying Trump is the man. Now, I'll go back to what I said a few episodes ago. people telling me, oh, Kevin, Donald Trump, I mean, he's volatile. He tweets and he's mean-spirited and I don't like his style or whatever. This is a comedian who's spent his whole, most of the last 4 years doing nothing but mocking Trump. Doing nothing but mocking you. And you know what he finally had to come to the realization? Is that Joe Biden's an idiot. And despite these angry tweets, the world doesn't know what Trump's going to do. But you know what they, because of that, what they had to do? Here comes. It's one word. Do I need to go all Aretha Franklin on you? R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. Donald Trump had the respect of the world. And it's partially because he knew how to use our military, but better than that, and this is what I said when the man got elected. I said, Donald Trump is the safest guy to keep us out of wars of any president we've ever had. Because Donald Trump knows how to use the economy. Now think about what Joe Biden's done. In this period of time, we went from energy independence and shipping oil and natural LNG and various other petroleum products, being a supplier to the world, to being dependent on our enemies. And when now, when we're trying to lessen our dependence from our enemy, we run to the friend of our enemy. That is Joe Biden's policy. Joe Biden has raised the price of every, to the point where Trevor Noah has to say, whoa, wait a minute. And he's right. The UAE and Saudi Arabia would never not take Trump's phone call. Never. And when a leftist, a hardcore idiot leftist like Trevor Noah finally figures that out, you gotta know, folks, people are waking up. This is why I tell you, celebrate these things. You come to the show not because I'm here trying to play Mr. Rogers to the conservative movement. I'm telling you what is out there. I'm telling you how these people think and what they're going through. They are just as afraid as you are. And Joe Biden is a wild card, but not in the good one. Not like Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So when you demonize and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to tell politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
Nancy Pelosi explaining how Democrats do what they do. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here.
She's talking to the press, and she's saying, here's how we do it. We demonize something, smear you with lies. We then sell it. We merchandise it. We sell it. We get you to then write about it, and then that's the wrap-up. That's what we call the wrap-up smear in politics. She's explaining the game. Glad you guys are with me, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Think about when it was used, the wrap-up smear, anti-vaxxers, the wrap-up smear, climate deniers, the wrap-up smear, America is racist, think about every problem we have, January 6th, what they did, Fort Pelosi, oh, we're under fire, look at us, they're detaining Americans for no reason whatsoever over a lie. What's the other wrap-up smear? Oh, you can't mention the big cheat. Don't mention the coup. Oh, you're smeared, you doxed, you cancel culture. All of it playing together. It clear is the nose on your face. And why would you trust anything this government says? What's funny, the government, tells a whole series of lies, big lies and little lies, and they go, no, trust us on this. Trust us on inflation numbers. Yeah, they're lower than you think. Trust us on employment numbers, unemployment numbers, whatever. Doesn't matter what the stat is. The government isn't going to give you the truth. They're going to spin it. And I get it. If you're in office, you don't want to be the one to go, oh, it went up or it went down. But what you're doing is you're essentially brainwashing a public to never but to go, I don't really know what to believe. Now, what happens then? Ask yourself, what is the psychology of when you don't know? Say you've got a kid. And your kid lies to you sometimes, tells the truth, and it bounces back and forth. And then they tell you something. Maybe it's serious. Maybe they're accused of a crime. And you're like, well, I would love to say that my kid wouldn't do that, but I can't. But then I think I've raised them. You're in that quandary, right? You can't be definitive. How would you like to live that way? How would you like to be with a mate, for example, that when they go out, you're not sure where they're going. You're not sure if they have the family's best interest in mind or certainly yours. How would you like to be in a business partnership where you weren't sure if your business partner had all your best interest? Is he taking a little money out of the till? Is he setting up something on the side? Have you been there in any scenario that I'm talking about? Have you thought you had a friend and it turned out that friend was really sort of a spy for somebody else? Who knows? Have you been catfished? Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I'm asking you these questions because these are questions that will tell you, I don't want to be in that situation. It's like when you are with your mate, you want to feel, I'm talking about the person that's going to be with you for the rest of your life. You want to feel like there's nothing you can say or do. I'm not talking about once they know you, you know each other. There should be nothing you can say or do that's a deal breaker anymore. You know the deal breakers. But it's when you're hiding stuff. It's when you don't want to explain. That's not right. Yeah, I agree with you on this deal, but I really don't agree. That's when things become trouble. And that's the government we have. We have a government that says, now these are my deal breakers. And they're willing to break up with you. But they will not tell you what they're with the things that are your deal. In other words, your deal breakers for them. I'm a good person. Yeah, no, I would never do that. I would never do that. I would never do that. And then you find out from finding their journal. Oh, my gosh. You do all of that. That's where we are. So why are they polling so bad? Despite Biden's temporary bump in national approval after defending Ukraine's sovereignty in the recent State of the Union, 57% of voters said they disapprove of his job performance amid inflation and high gas prices, as a Wall Street Journal poll. Voters indicated they no longer trust the Democratic Party to handle COVID-19 and public education issues to the extent as in the Wall Street Journal's previous November 2021 poll. While 41% still believe the Democratic Party is better equipped to handle the nation's COVID-19 response, only 38% believe voters believe the Democrats' plan improves public education. When asked about middle class support, handling inflation and struggling American economy, voters gave Biden and the Democratic Party a failing grade. Over 50% of voters said the economy and inflation should immediately be the federal government's top issue. A majority of voters, 63%, said they disapprove of Biden's handling of rising costs. His worst rating on 6 policy issues surveyed in the poll. Meanwhile, 47% of voters said Republicans were better able to handle inflation compared with 30% who handled Democrats. Now, these polls are all skewed, as you know. And this is what they're saying. In addition, this may be the biggest, these are some of the bigger pieces, but I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know with this poll. Democrats lost 9 points among Hispanics, a result some now refer to as a 5-alarm fire. They lost 9 points with a key demographic. Now, here's the problem. You can cheat your way. You can try to pretend, I'm more popular than you think I am. And this Joe Biden's vote win was a vote against Donald Trump, despite Donald Trump getting 16 million more votes. You can try to convince yourself of that when you can have the polls in your favor. The problem is your coup will be exposed if you can't back it up with the data. And as Fauci would say, the data here is this, the data. There is no data that supports, by the way, there was no data to support Biden was popular when they did the big coup, but they did it anyway. And then they tried to force it down. Don't you dare talk about, if you talk about it negatively, we'll arrest you. Yeah, see, we got this little clause in there that says that the Democrats can arrest you for no reason. So, who knows? They wanted to kill us over climate change. They wanted to kill us over the vax. Who knows what these people are willing to do? You going to test them? How about we get back in power and we change the laws back into the favor of the people? How about we do that? There's a novel approach, right? You have the worst performing president in modern history. Here's what Trump had to say about it.
You could take the 5 worst presidents in American history and put them together, and they would not have done the damage Joe Biden has done in just 13 months. We have a president representing our country at the most important time in history who is physically and mentally challenged. The Russian invasion of Ukraine is a terrible atrocity that should never have been allowed to happen. It would have never happened. I know I speak for everyone here tonight when I say we are praying for the proud people of Ukraine. They are going through hell. They are fighters, and God bless them all. Make no mistake, however, that Russia would not have dared to annex 1 inch of territory if I was in the White House. In fact, they never did it when I was there. A lot of people ask the question, how come they never did it when Trump was president? And China, he said they knew better. Yeah, it is true.
They knew better. By the way, we knew better. That's why 75 million, probably closer to 80 million people voted for Donald Trump to have a second term. The most votes a legitimate president has ever gotten in history. Welcome back, everybody. That's Trump in his own words. Hey, fact check it, fact checkers.
Oh, Kevin, it doesn't amount to the 5 worst presidents ever or whatever.
Okay, the 4. What about the 4 worst presidents ever? Is Biden worse than that? But what did Trump do? He did exactly what he's supposed to do. He says the dude is physically and mentally challenged. Wow. And then he says what we all already know. The Russians would not have invaded had Donald Trump been president. That's what Trevor Noah is saying without saying it. He's saying the Russians, the Saudis and the UAEs and the Russians will take Donald Trump's call, but nobody in the world gives a crap about Joe Biden. And that's the Democrats cross the bear.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.